This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, July 2nd. God's word to you today is heart. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 John 4, verse 1, from the Message translation, and it says, "My dear friends, don't believe everything you hear. Carefully weigh and examine what people tell you. Not everyone who talks about God comes from God. There are some things you will say that you think they have forgotten, but they are holding it. Then when you are at your lowest point, they will use it against you. They say, 'I thought you said this, I thought you said that.' You wanted to break down the temple. 'Break it down,' they said to Jesus. They did not know that they had to break it down for him to raise it up. So they were actually fulfilling prophecy. They were killing him based on what he had said 3.5 years earlier. One thing you need to know is that you cannot change some people. They are sons of perdition, destined for destruction. It is sad, but it is consistent with scriptures that some people are sons of perdition. There is nothing you can say. You cannot change them. These people held on to a statement Jesus had made 3.5 years earlier. Human beings are amazing." John 2, verse 23 to 25 says, "Because of the miraculous signs Jesus did in Jerusalem at the Passover celebration, many began to trust in him. But Jesus didn't trust them because he knew all about people. No one needed to tell him about human nature, for he knew what was in each person's heart. One of the greatest gifts God can give any man is the ability to discern, and I pray that God will give you the gift of discernment. I am grateful to God that he has blessed us with the gift of discernment. It has saved me a whole lot. When people are talking and laughing with you, you can see their hearts, so you just smile, but you know what they're going to do next. Sometimes some people don't even know what they're going to do, but you know. However, you just leave them and after a while, they do what they thought they could never do. There are four types of people around you: your constituents, your comrades, your conspirators, and your confidants." Jesus had these groups around him as well, and it is clear in scripture. When they were saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." Guess what Jesus did, even though he knew what they would do next? He sent for a donkey so that he could enjoy the praise. Jesus was on the donkey and they were shouting, "Hosanna." But he knew that the same people would cry, "Crucify him." Barely 24 hours after, the same people. "I have never seen a pastor like you before. The same people. You are the best pastor in the entire world. The same people." Do not get me wrong. I'm deeply appreciative of people's compliments because not everyone has a bad heart. What I'm saying is, you cannot entrust yourself to all men. If you look at Jesus, it is not that he did not entrust himself to people. He did to some people. He chose 12, and in that group of 12, John would put his head on Jesus' bosom. Jesus trusted John. Note that this is not to say you should never trust anybody. Is that what Jesus said? Of course not. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the gift of discernment and the grace to speak the right words at the right time. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.